It's time for It's All About Literacy on Praise 107.9. The mission of It's All About Literacy is to provide high quality, diverse, and accessible information and services to and for each individual listener that will enhance the quality of life for all people of all ages, cultures, and communities, regardless of their abilities or deficiencies. And now, here are Dr. Kathy and Sister Gail.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to It's All About Literacy. We pray that you all are keeping warm and all snuggled in, whether it's a little crisp or hot, but it's God's will because we're still being very, very blessed. There are other areas and experiencing our weather at this time of year that can't even move about. We want to welcome you again to It's All About Literacy. We want to also welcome you to our website, www.optimistliteracy.com. Our guest today in the studio is Mr. Channing Hinton, who is actually the builder of her website, and he's the owner of DCE Labs, a website company. He's here. He's going to help you navigate that, and our guest is also Mr. Jason Alexander, who is the director of our music literacy program, and he's going to be coming to you later to talk to you about activities for the Black History Month program, which is scheduled for February 24th, 2018. Lord bless us. And of course, as always, we have the favor and the pleasure of our Miss Angela Macklin. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Okay. So today we're going to, first we want to tell everybody thank you for coming out on last Saturday with the...
Monday.
It was Monday. Mm-hmm. You're right. Work with me. On Monday, on Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday for the parade, it was so good to see all of you there, and we really appreciate the support, the praise, the prayers, and all that you're giving to us. And several folks said to us, thank you for keeping the dream alive.
Yes.
And we want to say to you the same,
yes.
Thank you for keeping the dream alive. Dr. Martin Luther King, certainly, still an icon, a precocious man, a man before his time. So many things that he said and shared with us then are applicable now. I've shared many times in conversation the speech, I Have a Dream, is the one that's most noted, especially for the generations who did not get to hear him as he lived. But of all the many, many, many billions, I would say, wonderful speeches, that's one that they resonate with. But I will tell you that there are many more, and please let me encourage you to look them up on the wonderful world of the Internet. They are in books. They are everywhere. Look them up and take time to listen to him. For me, one of the special speeches that I heard was the speech that he gave to Barrett Junior High. And we play that for you here. As I look back and think back on that speech and even still play it and listen, it really resonates with me because as I hear him, I can also remember being a little girl and sitting there. But some of the things that he said then are so applicable now, and that is, don't let anyone make you so upset that you're going to hate them.
Mm.
And don't let anyone tell you that your brown skin is a problem or it is not as good as anyone else. And because it is. And don't let anyone tell you that your hair, H-A-I-R, is not as good as anyone. He mentioned those days to the act of processing. Now, some of you may not know what that was, but a long time ago, processing was something like Cherry Curl. It was something that you did to your hair. And what he said was, you don't have to process your hair. And the processing of the hair made it very, very straight, as some of the weaving and all this going on now. And what he was saying is, you don't have to do that. You are just as wonderful as you are. Your nappy hair, as you call it, or as others call it, is just as good. And that is true. You are wonderfully made. You are wonderfully made the way you are. And once we begin to love ourselves as we are, then it puts us a step ahead of the game. We come here totally complete. You're born with everything that you need, everything. Time helps it to grow and develop. And with our physical bodies, there's nothing that we have to do with that. It's amazing how God created us. It's amazing how it grows and develops without our help. But when it comes to your intellect, when it comes to the mindset, when it comes to your values, when it comes to your principles and your purpose, you're in charge of that. You must develop that. Your brain is equipped to do that. Remember the analogy of pouring the cement, the soft cement as it's poured. There's nothing we can do with it. You mark on that soft cement, it's going to go back in. But as that cement sets, you can make that mark. Eventually, that mark will stay there. And shortly, you make that mark, it's not going to go in at all. And then you can write on it, and the rain or the wind will come along and brush it away. And so it is with the brain. The brain is the soft cement. Infancy, there's nothing that can go in. We can't mark anything, and then it will stay. As we get to toddler, the formative years, that's the forming of the soft cement. And those formative years, what you put in that cement, will stay there. When you pour the cement, you can write your name, you can write anything in it, because that's a formative stage of that cement. So it is the formative years. As you get older, as the cement hardens, you're able to write things on it. You still can, but it won't go as deeply in. Therefore, things won't go as deeply in the memory. The hardening of the arteries is when that cement is very hard. Some things we can put on it and it will stay. Some things will just pass away. And then, of course, we're now experiencing, which we've learned, dementia and Alzheimer's. And it just gets there and wrapped away and then washed away. And this is why those persons can recall the yesteryears and the things in the past, and it becomes really amazing to some how they can remember things from years ago, but they can't remember yesterday. And it's why, because those things went into the depth of the brain. It went into the memory. And we are no different. So we come complete with everything that we need. Our brains, physical bodies, our intellect, and it all. Let's take advantage of that. That's literacy. And today we're here. We're going to be talking about our Black history and events coming up and the wonderful things so applicable, African Americans in times of war. Think about that. And we'll be back.
All About Kids Preschool and VPK Music Academy is now enrolling. All About Kids specializes in infant and toddler care, preschool, voluntary pre-kindergarten VPK, nutritional gardening, and VPK Music Academy, where your young person can learn to play the violin. All About Kids Preschool and VPK Music Academy accepts vouchers from Episcopal Children's Services, Early Learning Coalition, ELC, Success by Six, VPK, and Teen Parent. When children are exposed to music education at an early age, They excel in all subjects later in life. Give your child an early advantage. Stop by today. All About Kids is conveniently located at Pearl and 36th Streets. Come experience child care at its best. All About Kids Preschool and VPK Music Academy. Success by 6 starts here at All About Kids. Call 353-2800. Qualify today for this 2-year free preschool program. All About Kids Preschool and VPK Music Academy is now enrolling. All About Kids specializes in infant and toddler care, preschool, voluntary pre-kindergarten VPK, nutritional gardening, and VPK Music Academy, where your young person can learn to play the violin. All About Kids Preschool and VPK Music Academy accepts vouchers from Episcopal Children's Services, Early Learning Coalition, ELC, Success by 6, VPK, and Teen Parent. When children are exposed to music education at an early age, they excel in all subjects later in life. Give your child an early advantage. Stop by today. All About Kids is conveniently located at Pearl and 36th Streets. Come experience child care at its best. All About Kids Preschool and VPK Music Academy. Success by 6 starts here at All About Kids. Call 353-2800. Qualify today for this 2-year free preschool program.
The new Praise 107.9. The ultimate gospel experience. The ultimate gospel experience.
New direction. Gray Boy. D. Lawrence. Choir music. It's a Chicago thing. Hey! When they what? That's right, y'all.
on, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. And for those of you who are just joining us, you are tapped into It's All About Literacy here in Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience. And now your host, once again, Dr. Kathy, Sister Gail, and special guest.
Good morning, listeners. We thank you again for being with us. And in our studio today, we have our guest, Mr. Channing Hinton of DCE Labs. He's the builder of our website, and we thank you so much because it is awesome.
Good morning, sir.
Tell us about that.
Well, OptimusLiteracy.com, that is www.optimusliteracy.com. Taking you to that site, it's basically the center of all things Optimus Literacy. What we're looking for is people to join in and partner with us. We're looking for people to come in with the need for someone to help somebody with learning literacy in adulthood, childhood, youth, and all kinds, all aspects and ways. And the way you do that is just go to the contact form, read about the programs, come to the website, scroll down, and when you scroll down, you'll see three buttons in the bottom. Click on the one that's most applicable to you, whether you want to learn more about the program, find out what we're about. There's a Learn About Us right there. If you want to learn about the programs, there's a button right there. Click on the button to learn about the programs. And inside of that section right there, you'll see all of the different programs that Optimus Literacy has to offer, the three L's, the three R's, the music literacy program, and EWELL, many of the other different programs that are available. And then if you want to learn more about the mission and vision, it's all right there. And then when you're ready, just click partner with us. It's up at the top right hand corner always. Through there, you can connect directly to this radio broadcast. Learn about when this is. And if you click in the three buttons in there, click on contact, and it'll direct you right to the contact. Any aspect of Optimus Literacy you want to contact us about, it's right there in the contact form. Just fill out your name, email address, where you're from, and what you want to say, how you want to get connected with us. Select the different programs. Select from one of the different programs and hit submit. I'll shoot an email right over to us, and that gets you connected right in with all of the different things that we have going on, all of the different things that Dr. Kathy has going on with Optimus Literacy. So that is OptimusLiteracy.com, OptimusLiteracy.com.
All right. Thank you very much. And remember, partnering with us is not always giving us money. It's also giving us your time. So if you have the finances to help, the willingness to help, and the heart to help, we'd love to partner with you. All right, Dr. Kathy. In studio also today, we have... The Dragon Slayer.
All right, you better say it.
Angela McClin.
Oh, yeah.
She's the executive director of the Optimus Literacy. How you doing, Doc?
Hey, man. Good morning. I'm doing great. Glad to be here with you once again in 2018. Ready to get on board with our Black history with Optimus Literacy, helping the children learn all about different people who have come and paved the way before us.
That's
in our time. You know, I teach and I love teaching about Harriet Tubman and letting her know that during this time, the Underground Railroad is so funny because they don't understand when I say the Underground Railroad. So we act it out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be something that I will be sharing with you all just a little bit later in the broadcast. And we're going to also be talking with our Director of Music and Literacy, Dr. Jason Alexander. He's here with us. He's going to share about what he does in the music program here with Optimus Literacy. We're excited about that. Boys and girls learning through music.
Right. Music and the arts.
Music and the arts.
Right. Mr. Alexander.
Hi, good morning. Good to be with you. We are excited and glad to take this time to commemorate this profound move in our history with the focus on sounds familiar to you from from those Black History programs we used to have growing up. And,
okay.
Oh, freedom.
All right.
Over me and
all right.
We shall overcome.
Right.
Someday. And we're just excited for this program that we're looking forward to on February 24th. It is a Saturday evening, and we want to showcase your talents and anything that you do pertaining to music and fine arts, performing arts, and that would be a benefit to show others your love and your dedication to what you do. And Optimus Literacy is the great avenue to jumpstart and to bring people aware of the many things that we outlets that we individually have come to build. And so your individual contribution is definitely something that we're looking for. And if you sing, if you play an instrument, even if you dance to certain music, we would love to partner with you and to give this time for you to showcase some of your talents. And we're going to have a way for you to get in touch with us on the website, and we're going to talk more and more about those possibilities that are coming up. And we're just glad to see all the Black movement towards excellence, and that we achieve through Optimus Literacy in the various facets. So we're excited about it. Again, that's going to be February 24th, Saturday, and we're just excited. We're looking forward to hearing from you.
You have the time and the location?
It's going to be at 6 o'clock at the Union Community. What is it? 1155 Beaver Street. Right. But also, during the day, we're planning a health fair. Right.
Yes.
Yeah, there'll be
yes.
a health fair during the day. And the musical with Mr. Alexander and, what is it, Soundscape Unlimited?
Yes.
Right, Soundscape Unlimited, a wonderful program that Mr. Alexander is the owner of Soundscapes. How perfect, Soundscapes. So all of your talents will you be showcasing with Soundscapes and the Optimus. Wonderful beginning for Optimus and the community in our Black history. Mr. Hinton and Mr. Alexander have been working and creating the avenue, I guess we would say, of which you would go on and log in to do these things. I will tell you, the Dragon Slayer, as we call her so well.
Amen.
It's being the director of the program. But one thing that we prize ourselves with the Optimus Literacy Institute of America, and that is when you have a lane, that is your lane, and we support that, we do whatever it is that we need to do to help you with that. So just as Mr. Hinton, just as Mr. Alexander, and of course Sister Gail and I and the Dragon Slayer has often invited all of you to join us, we want you to feel free to do that. And whatever it is that you have, we value that. And know that it's worthwhile sharing. It's worthwhile sharing. And we are giving you the premises and the platform to do just that. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Mr. Alexander will be, of course, in charge of the music literacy, because he's the director of the program, as you will read on the website. Mr. Hinton is working all times of night, and trust me, literally, all times of night.
Yeah, I wouldn't suggest that. get some good sleep. Get some good rest.
All right.
They don't do what I do. Do as I say.
Don't do what I do. Unless you want to build websites, but, you know, comes the territory.
Yeah, he's really doing that. And what I've learned just last night in a conference, Mr. Alexander's not very far behind. Because Mr. Alexander is up and moving, and really, I'm just going to have to move out the way, and I thank the Lord for this, because one of the prayers has been that God send the builders and the developers of the Optimus Literacy after we've had to go into hiatus for a while.
Amen.
But we're back.
All right, you better say
we're
back.
You know what? There's blessings in that hiatus because God is always working, even in the hiatus. So he's just preparing you for when it's time to come out.
Right. Yes. And you know, that right there, definitely I can plug in our scripture for today right there. And that is Proverbs 3. Chapter 3, verses 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding.
Mm-hmm.
In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what has happened with Optimus Literacy.
You're right.
Dr. Mel Press, I'm here to tell you, you have stayed the course. You've been running this race. And it is now time in 2018 for a new beginning.
Yes.
For Optimus Literacy. I declare and I decree over Optimus Literacy with every facet of our organization, every facet of every person who connect with us, they will not only see, they will not only see what we're doing here, but they're going to see us nation. We're going to take back Jacksonville. We're going to take over this region with our children learning how to read and write like never before. We're going to go into the schoolhouses. We're going to go into the drug houses. We are going to take it back, and we're taking it back by force in Jesus' name.
And that's exactly what we're doing. That's exactly, hallelujah, that's exactly what we're doing, because the initial vision that I know God gave to me with this years ago, and Sister Gail and I talked about, I've said to her, the whole reason for getting a doctorate degree was because of Optimus Literacy Institute.
Yes.
Because I knew after teaching, after seeing so many children that looked like me and you, who had problems reading, and their parents could not afford the Silman and the Kumon. Reading is a commodity.
Yes.
Reading is not a luxury.
Mm.
And there has to be somebody and some place that can teach these children to read free.
Yes.
Free.
Yes.
There has to be a way to do that. And after conversating with my mother, Sister Gail and I talked about this when we first came on.
Mm-hmm.
She said to me, if you're going to do that, you're going to have a terminal degree. Because you can't have somebody at the top of your company with a terminal degree doing the things that you needed to do. And that's where that seed was planted. I knew I was going to be going to school a long time.
Yes.
And even when my health failed me, I stayed the course.
Yes.
I can remember having treatment, plasma exchange, really terrible things in my mind. And with a tape recorder, the cassette tape, if you will, taping my assignments.
Mm.
Because I was determined. There are also those friends who were there with me at the beginning that actually worked with me and supported me. And one even drove me to Homestead to a class where, because I'd fallen behind in the module.
Mm.
And I was teaching school and taking two classes to catch up.
Wow.
My focus was, I'm going to get this doctorate degree if I have to get it in basket weaving.
All right.
I'm going to do this because it's all about literacy. And God is blessed.
Yes, he has.
God is blessed. Yes. We're back.
He's in the blessing
business.
We're
back. And Sister Gail is here, and I know God gave to me. I said to him, don't let me go out and reach for anybody. Send everybody to me. I didn't look for any of you all. And here you are.
Yes.
That's God.
Yes.
And that's literacy. We'll be back.
Yes.
I see past my now. I know it will get better. It's working out somehow. I see past the pain. For everything I lost, I'm surely gonna gain. Whoa. Just to make it from day
all just see past the pain. For everything you lost, you're surely gonna gain. Whoa.
Experience. 20 minutes before the hour. Happy Saturday morning, Jacksonville. So glad you're with us here on Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience, and also your home for It's All About Literacy with Dr. Kathy, Sister Gail, and her special guest this morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my gosh.
And as we said, it's all about literacy. It's just so wonderful to have everything and everybody around you permeating the spirits of the Lord.
Yes, oh God.
And I want to tell you that's what we got going on up in here right about now. That's what we got going on
spiritual
up in here.
Spiritually.
Yes, you know, because we all have testimonies, but I know, staying the course, I know that God has given me the optimist vision. Mm-hmm. I know that. Beyond the shadow of a doubt. And as much as I love her, and I've shared with you, I'm an only child. So trust me, my mother loves me as much as your mama loves you.
In fact,
in teaching, I used to tell my students, you're only special to nobody but yourself.
Okay.
And students would say, oh, my mama loves me. I say, do you have any other siblings?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think your mama loves you better than she loves your brother and sister? I
will. All the same.
Okay. Not unlike me.
Come on, and me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We're the only one.
That's right, you are.
Okay.
But I'm the baby, so I think they have a...
And they really do.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
There's something about me being the baby.
They won't ever admit it.
I'm a firstborn of three, I'm pretty sure.
So you know.
Youngest sister the most.
That's
yeah.
Your specialist.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm
the baby.
Okay. I'm the only one that gets loved the least.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, but you were loved first.
That's right.
I was.
Okay.
Was. And
yeah,
then they kicked me out.
You were loved first.
But the first will be.
And that's the specialness of us all.
Yes.
That, you know, that's the specialness of us all.
Yes,
and
oh God.
And I can't tell you all thank you enough. I can't say thank you enough to God for sending all of these people, because I didn't go look for the dragon flare.
Right.
She was brought to me through someone else.
All right.
Lisa Hawk.
That's
you know?
Right. Amen. Mm-hmm.
God gave me Gail for this purpose.
Amen.
I didn't know Gail. I knew of Gail.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't
mama.
Know from my mom. Right. Another dragon for you.
All right.
Okay. But I met Gail then. Okay. And then through prayer and all with Pastor Terry, I meet Shannon Hinton.
Look at mm-hmm.
Okay.
Look at God.
As we are preparing, as we're preparing for our first anniversary,
yes.
And we're in prayer doing the things
mm-hmm.
for the first anniversary at the Ritz and all.
Right.
Who do I meet? Jason Alexander. And I will tell
the piano
you,
man.
If all you right. have not heard Jason play,
well, I heard him.
You are missing a treat.
He is. Awesome.
You're missing a treat. And Jason has a wonderful testimony. Because Jason didn't go to Juilliard.
Mm.
Jason went to God.
Come on.
But I promise
right.
you, Juilliard folks...
The best teacher.
Can't do anything that
come
Jason
on.
Can do.
So enough
can. And nobody respects education more than me.
Come on.
Okay? But that shows you what God can do.
Amen.
That's what,
that's
God can do.
Yes,
that's what God can do. Because as I've said... As a matter of fact, at the very beginning, when it was just Sister Gail and I,
mm-hmm.
and I explained to everyone, this journey for me has been a spiritual journey, but it's also been a tedious physical journey.
Mm-hmm.
Because I used oxygen 24/7 for 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
I walked with a cane. I went to the hospital Saturday after Thanksgiving and came home.
Look at God.
Balance,
look at her.
With no voice.
Come
all
on,
right.
Now, since then, I have not had a voice, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Had it again. But it's okay.
Mm.
And I can remember starting on this show being very insecure and uncomfortable with my voice.
Yes.
I don't sound right. But there have been those of you out there who have heard me at different places, and they would say, I know that voice. Which gave me comfort, and that's God.
Amen.
Because he
Amen.
Took a distinct voice. It's not your original, but he took a distinct voice, and it's one that people remember.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's interesting that they will, because sometimes I open my mouth and I don't know what's going to come out.
She doesn't mean words. She means the sound.
Right.
But she is highly intelligent.
Sometimes we don't know the words, too, but okay.
Okay, we won't go there.
We won't go there, but I mean the sound. And right. I'm so grateful. I want to say thank you, Mr. Alexander.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Channing Hinton.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you, Dragon Slayer.
You better say it.
He's going to be with us.
Yes, I'm here to stay. I'm here
to stay. He's going to be with us. And of course, Sister Gail is here. Please call Sister Gail, Dr. Gail. Dr. Gail is evolving, and she's going to be there. You know, tongue and teeth fall out, but we stay together.
Amen.
It shows your commitment.
Yes.
It shows your commitment.
Yes.
And when you can stay committed in the midst of differences, you're committed.
Yes.
If your differences is what's going to separate you, you were never meant to be there.
Come on.
Oh, come on. Say that one more again.
If your differences is what's going to separate you and tear you away, you were never meant to be there.
You better say
I'm reminded of the song, what is it? The folks who came into your life, the gentleman sings. The folk who came into your life and they're gone, God didn't intend for them to be
there.
That's
right. Some people are there for a season.
Mm-hmm. They were meant to teach you something.
That's right. And when that season is up, it's time for them to depart.
Absolutely.
And be ready now, because a new season will come.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But just because they're there for a season, everybody's season, we've got to understand this, everybody's season that's there for a season was not necessarily designed to be there for a season.
Come on now, because we bring some people in that we shouldn't bring in, and we overlook that part when God has given us that discernment, and you're like, something about them, and we don't heed that. Because when you got that something about them, that means don't bring them close in.
Come on.
They're not for you.
You're preaching right
now. But we override that, and we go to,
But the flip side of that is there are those that God will bring into our lives.
Come on now.
To help them in their season.
Come on now.
But they don't realize that.
That we're there to help
them. They don't
realize
that.
Mm-hmm.
And because God is who he is, he's not going to make you stay there. He's not going to plant your feet there.
Mm-hmm.
He allows you to make that decision.
Yes.
So it wasn't by design that you were to be there for a season. You made a not good decision.
An unintelligent.
An unintelligent
choice.
Yeah. You know, and so what happened is you cut yourself from the vine.
Yes.
Ooh.
Mm. And when you cut yourself from the vine,
come on,
then you have done damage to yourself.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
But there is a God of recompense. He's a God that will restore and forgive you for your unintelligent decisions.
Yes.
And he will allow you to come back. But
and he'll send you
conditions.
To that cocoon.
Mm. Yeah.
He'll send you to
he'll
that
send
cocoon.
He'll send you to that hiatus part. He'll send you there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Sometimes the next step is right past when you break away from this particular lesson, because if you go through a lesson and you fail it, you will repeat that lesson.
Come on, with all the teachers up in here. You know that.
Keep looping around.
Yeah, you got to test them again.
As soon as you get past it, God will bring you into a place where he'll separate you and he'll show you that he is God.
Yeah. Come on
now. And that you can trust him.
Yes.
He'll keep you in your lane. Keep your trust and crystallize that trust.
Come on now.
That cocoon time.
Yes, sir. Yes.
I want to say that there are some of you that are on a path and you need to stay in that lane that God has put you in.
Stay in that lane.
No matter how terrible it is.
No matter what goes on outside of that lane, God will take care of everything happening outside of that lane.
He
That's
will.
My testimony.
Yes, and
as you continue to move forward in that lane, don't think about the past. Don't worry about the past.
Come on
the
now.
The past worked itself to where you are now.
Yes.
No matter how bad it was,
yes.
it put you where you are
it brought
now.
You here.
Sometimes
it brought
you right
you
here. Sometimes it drives you to the cocoon, right?
It brought you here.
Yes.
And it then gets you to the what?
It gets you to the destination.
Yes,
right,
that's
and that's
right.
exactly what it does. It pushes you
it's
to
right.
your destiny.
A lot of times you
pushes
find that the
you
people that you have met and the people that are walking with you now are a result of the things, the bad decisions that you've made
yes.
in the
yes.
past.
Yes.
Somehow it puts you in a place to where you are, to where you are now, because God works all things together
for the good.
For the good.
According to who?
According to his purpose.
Right. Yeah. And therefore, the decisions that you made that appeared to have been not good decisions were still for your good.
They were yes. still
because
for
because
your
were
good.
Blessings
like David
that
said,
you needed
I make
to
my
know.
Bed in hell. He's still there.
I'm there.
Come on.
Still working purpose.
Yes.
Jeremiah
still working purpose.
In the womb,
yes.
I set you apart.
Come on.
In the womb, I set
That's
you
right.
apart.
Yeah.
You've been
moved.
On this. So you're telling me you've been on this lane since you were born.
Yeah,
God
absolutely.
Has been.
Yes.
God has been developing.
That's
you.
Why we have to see
his
purpose.
Yes.
And every one of us, he has. We've been in our lane since we came. We were formed in the wombs of our parents.
That's what he said.
And
I set you apart.
He has. He set each and every one of us apart.
Mm-hmm.
And those out there in radio land that you are wavering on where I am, where is my walk with God, where should I be, my children are struggling in school, I'm struggling trying to help them, I want you to know to reach out to Optimus Literacy. Not only are we going to help you, we're going to help your children.
Come on.
We are going to help the whole family. We believe in not leaving no child behind.
No child left behind.
So that means a parent is a child of somebody. So
right.
you're
well,
not going to be left behind either.
Yes. Right.
So reach
yes.
out to
Amen.
Optimus Literacy. Give us a call. We will get to you or we will get you to us. And we will be there to help you do whatever it takes. Call us at 904-607-9600. The number again, 904-607-9600. Give us a call. Let us help you make sure that you are on the path that God has called you to be in and that you can get your road straight, not only in a classroom, but spiritually, physically, and socially, in Jesus' name.
Right, and if you'd like to give us a call today, while all of these wonderful people here are right here, please feel free to do so. 904-296-2251. 904-296-2251. I am just grateful to God, and I give him all the glory, because he has sent these people who are taking the lead in their path, and they are taking the vision, and they're going with it.
Yeah.
And that's been my ultimate. My mother, who loves me, and I clearly understand, but I can recall days, and it's almost tearful, but I can recall days that she's actually said to me, well, maybe this is not what you're supposed to do. And being a respectful person, I said, this is what I'm supposed to do.
Amen.
So, and I'm not going to let go of that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let go. Since 2008, and I must still recognize my friend Josetta Arnold, because we were driving up and down the highways together to do all of this. And life happens. Josetta is wonderful. She's going on with her company now. Stays in touch, still supports the Optimus Literacy, another child of God. And it's, we help each other.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all
that's
about.
That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about. Mr. Jason Alexander is
yes.
going to do wonderful with this music literacy.
Yes.
He's going to do wonderful because we had the hymn time, if you can remember. Some of you do. We met on fourth Saturdays from 4 to 6 o'clock. And we met at different places, and we used the lyrics of the hymns for you to read and to stimulate the brain activity for persons with loss of memory and dementia
wow.
and Alzheimer's. Because when I'm writing my dissertation, that's a study.
Yeah.
And it shows proof that music is a teaching tool.
Yes.
And there was a control group that I shared before. There was a control group that used music,
yeah.
And then there was a control group that used different music with medications.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, the group that only had music, the same music over and over, decreased their medications by 17%.
All right.
The music that did the others that had the same hymns and did the reading of the lyrics, medications were decreased by 25%.
My God.
Why would we not follow that?
Mm-hmm.
We don't need this in a wheel.
That's
it
right.
works. It works. And bless the Lord, the National Alzheimer's Association actually took us on with a project, a research project,
all right.
Because those are the things that happens with certified music therapists.
Yeah.
We had a cadre of wonderful six musicians, Minister Carlos Presley, Tony Antonio White,
mm-hmm.
Of course myself, it's Marva Salary, who's wonderful, and we had these musicians, and they would come in, and we were doing these things, doing wonderful, and making a difference.
Yeah.
Dr. Stoneyers was with us from Edward Waters. It was really wonderful, and of course Pastor Miles has been there from day one. Wonderful.
Yes.
But you know, Satan comes in.
Yes.
Satan comes in, but you know, God has a way.
Yes.
Of peeling back folk that shouldn't be there, and he moves you forward because he has something else.
Yes.
And there lies Mr. Jason Alexander, Jansen Hutton, the Dragon Slayer, and Sister Hill.
All right.
Okay, not to mention Marquise.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Oh,
God has all these people in place. As my grandmother told me as a little girl, when you do right, live right, be right. They're not all the same.
I love that.
But you got to do all three.
Yes.
When you do that, all you've got to do is walk.
Yes.
So God got it worked out.
Yes. You gave me that. And I put that as my guiding vision. Live right, do right, be right.
And they're not the same.
They're not the same. They're not the same.
They're not the same.
I want to remind everybody, go to OptimusLiteracy.com. Go to OptimusLiteracy.com and there's a link that says partner with us. That partner means partner. You've got a thing that you're doing. You're a teacher. You're a business owner. You're a tutor. You're able to partner with us. You're a donor and you'd really love to support financially. Partner with us.
Give back.
Click that button. Go to contact us. Fill out the form. Tell us where you want to partner in with us. And if we will use our resources to help you. You use your resources to push this whole thing forward. Go to OptimusLiteracy.com, OptimusLiteracy.com, and partner with us.
And yeah. And because we are our brother's keeper.
Yes, we are.
And one thing that Mr. Hinton has created is the King's Group. The King's Group. MLK Memorial Foundation is here in town. And we're going to support them. We're going to be moving things along with them. With Mr. Gary Thomas, he was really scheduled to be here today, but he's ill after all the wonderful activities you can imagine.
Right.
Putting a parade together of that magnitude is not something you wake up
right.
and do.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Right.
And keep him in your prayers because he's been ill with the flu and whatever's going on. But as soon as he's better, he will be here. Mr. Thomas is wonderful.
All right.
And we're going to springboard from that. In fact, I personally was in touch with the King Center in